Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is a big day in baseball. Elimination Day, Yankees and Red Sox going at it right now. We just had the Cubs advance past the Padres earlier today. Detroit goes past the Guardians. And one team that has been waiting on their opponent happens to be the Phillies. Okay, we saw what the Dodgers did yesterday, taking care of the Reds in two games. The Dodgers get all of the attention. Are the Phillies actually just kind of flying underneath the radar? To talk about what we can expect from this matchup between the Phillies and also the Dodgers, and to talk about a few things going on in the city of brotherly love, joining us right now is a familiar voice. You can also catch him now on 975 The Fanatic in Philly. It's John Kincaid. John, how are you, man?
JR, how you doing, man? What's going on tonight?
I'm good. Well, there's a lot going on. We got football, we got baseball, but I want to talk about the matchup that we have to wait until Saturday to see. It's the Phillies. It's also the Dodgers. I think it sucks, period, that this is only going to be a 5-game series. I think we can get so much more baseball out of this. What are you expecting?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, JR. I was looking at it this way, and we had a statistics professor this morning take me to task on my show this morning because I was saying the same thing. I wish Phillies-Dodgers was going to be 7 games because these are the two betting favorites to win the World Series, and they're meeting in the divisional series. And the statistics professor said it should be exactly what Phillies or Dodger fans want because if you're trying to beat them, it's easier to beat one of the best teams in a 5-game series than a 7-game series. Because I already told our listeners this morning, this is going to be the most miserable week of baseball of our lives, JR.
It is.
This is going to be from pitch one to the final out. It is going to be excruciating. I described it as a colonoscopy without anesthesia. It is going to be excruciating baseball. You know postseason baseball. It's tough as it is. But when it's Phillies-Dodgers, these two teams play really, really great games together. The Phillies have a lot of success on their resume against the Dodgers head-to-head. It's going to be really, really interesting to watch.
When you think about no Zach Wheeler, thoracic outlet syndrome, and then you got to throw Chris Sanchez out there for game one. We know about Aaron Nola coming through and Ranger Suarez. Do you think they have enough from the Phillies' perspective without Wheeler being the ace and number one?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, the first night matchup with Ohtani and Sanchez, Sanchez is the better starting pitcher. Sanchez has had an amazing year, and he goes further into games and he goes deeper into games because whether that's how the Dodgers protect the investment they have in Ohtani or otherwise, whatever gets you to that Dodger bullpen faster is advantage Phillies. But I'm going to tell you right now, because of the break between games 1 and 2, that there's a day off, they get that Sunday off, the game one starters will be the game four starters. So the Phillies will get Sanchez twice. I don't see any way the Phillies win the series against the Dodgers unless they win games one and game four, because I do believe the Dodgers have the edge otherwise in starting pitching, and they have a slight edge in the lineup, maybe even a good edge in the lineup. It's the bullpens where this thing's lopsided. The Dodger bullpen is honestly, it's an arson squad. And if the Phillies can get to that bullpen, they're going to have a ton of success. And that's where they found success this year. They didn't have success. They won the season series 4-2. They didn't have success against Dodger starting pitching. But every time they got to the Dodger bullpen, they lit them up. And that's what they're hoping to do. Work the Dodger starters, get to the bullpen, and then make it work from there.
John Kincaid, morning show co-host on 97.5 The Fanatic in Philly, is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. We know that this Phillies team, they've dealt with a variety of injuries. What's the latest with Trey Turner? Is there concern about him and his leg? Should we still be concerned? Liability? What are your thoughts?
Well, he's not a liability, JR, but the problem is this. Yesterday, the manager talked too much. And it's something where Rob Thompson's a really good manager. He's a really good guy to manage a baseball team over 162. But he talks too much. He gives away details that he doesn't need to give away. Yesterday, he talked about Trey Turner coming back. And he pretty much said, but he's not going to be out there stealing bases.
No, boy.
I have no idea. I have no idea why the manager is sharing that kind of information. Why are you giving away that kind of data that we're going to be really careful with his hamstring, which was really the message he was trying to deliver? I don't know why you'd be telling people that. I wouldn't give that information away at all. I'd be keeping that a secret. I'd be letting the Dodgers think he could run at any time. But instead, he played his cards publicly there. And then he said the game three starter could be coming in relief in game one because of the gap between game one and game three. It's the day for the game one starter to throw on the side. So in other words, that was tipping the cap that they may go to Ranger Suarez as the game three starter and not the game two starter. So Rob Thompson is literally giving away state secrets yesterday, talking, and I didn't understand why. But I don't think Trey Turner's a liability. I mean, he was a batting title winner. I mean, he's had a tremendous year. He finally delivered this year the guy that the Phillies thought they were getting when they signed him to a $325 million contract. But his defense was the best that it's been since he's been here in Philly. His offense has been tremendous. But the speed on the base paths was something that he really was a benefit this year. And it also got Kyle Schwarber out of the leadoff spot, which I was clamoring for years, get him out of there, because Schwarber up around 25-30% from his career high in runs batted in because they got him out of the stupid leadoff spot for a power hitter. I never understood it. Some nerd with a calculator and a spreadsheet told them to bat him leadoff, and I never understood it. And this year, I was proven right. I mean, he's much more productive back there.
Yeah, what do you know? The big masher used to sit in the 3-4 spot. Let's just have
amazing?
Him. Yeah, let him just mash by himself with nobody on base. Don't get me started, John. Don't do it, please.
Yeah, it's as if a bunch of guys who went to Ivy League schools and never swung a bat past Little League are telling guys who played baseball their whole lives, you don't understand the game. This is what you don't understand. And it's driven me crazy forever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, let's put Manny Ramirez at number one. Why not? Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Why not? Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, you talk about Kyle Schwarber. We know that this guy's a masher. If Shohei Ohtani did not exist, let's just go ahead and hand him the National League MVP. Is there a concern that he's going to walk out the door at the conclusion of the season, whenever it is?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You're going to get paid with the Phillies.
I have very little concern that he's leaving. I do not know Kyle well, so I am not reporting anything here. I'm not acting like I'm in the know, but I do not believe he's leaving. I do not believe he's given any indication that he does anything but loves it here. He is a cult hero in this town. He's beloved, and I don't think the Phillies are in any way financially strapped or otherwise that they will have any problem being able to pay him what market value is. And he is truly the face of the franchise, because even though Bryce Harper is supposedly the guy, and I say supposedly not to be divisive, but Bryce Harper is not the spokesperson for this team. Kyle Schwarber is the spokesperson. He's the person you go to when something has to be spoken to about the team, speak for something. It's Kyle Schwarber, and he's a dynamic force. He's a beloved force here, and I don't think he's going anywhere.
What are your thoughts on what we can expect out of this five-game series? Do you see the Phils moving forward?
I do. Let's put it this way. I do if they win game one and game four. So I'll be able to tell you tomorrow. I'll be able to tell you Saturday night. Because if the Dodgers steal game one, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't see the Phillies winning the series. And I hate to be defeatist like that. I hate to have that defeatist attitude. But in a short series, you've got to take control of the things you have control of. And even though home field has meant very little, the Phillies have won at Chavez Ravine and the Phillies have won in Philadelphia. But you fight all year to get that home field. But the Sanchez starts are the ones where even Vegas will tell you they're going to give the Philadelphia Phillies the edge. They're going to give them the betting edge. They're going to be the favorites in the game. They're the favorites in the game right now on the betting books on Saturday night. But they're not the betting favorites, JR, for the whole series. So it's telling you, Saturday night, the Phillies are favored, but that means if they're not favored for the series, that means game two, game three, the Dodgers are going to be favored because their pitching's better. And it's not going to be as good when you're going to Jesus Luzardo or whether you're potentially going to Suarez. It's not going to be as good. So they got to win game one. And if they win game one, well, I think they will be able to take the series. I think it's too simplistic, but game one's going to be the tell of the tale. Can they get off to a good start? And if they do, I think they'll take the series.
Well, John, regardless of how this season ends for the Phillies, everybody's in their early, mid-30s here. We know about Wheeler going down. God knows when he comes back. What are your thoughts on them being able to compete for championships into the future? Is this year not kind of the best pathway? We discussed this a little bit earlier in the show as well.
Yeah, this is absolutely a great window for them, and they've had three other bites at the apple the last 3 years, and last year they choked on it in the Big Apple, but it was they've had great opportunities. I don't think they're slacking off next year in any way, shape, or form. I think they there's no reason to believe that they won't be able to go out there and win the division again, and believe me, Zach Wheeler has every intention of coming back, and if all indications go with his surgery and with rehab of what they expect it to be, he should be throwing again and throwing again by like late April, early May. So that would mean like probably pitching again by like Memorial Day. So he should be able to be a factor again. I think the Phillies will have enough to be able to be still the best team in the East. And that's a matter of, you know, okay, they're getting at it. But as long as Schwarber comes back, I think the Phillies will look much different, JR, if they don't win a championship though. I wouldn't be shocked if Nick Castellanos is gone. In fact, I expect that. I wouldn't be shocked if Alec Boehm was gone. I wouldn't be shocked if they decided to shake things up a little bit. They have some young players like Justin Crawford down in the minor leagues. The guy who led AAA pretty much in hitting, 21 years old. You know, his dad, Carl Crawford from the Tampa Bay Rays days, a dynamic outfielder that can steal bases and can do things. And you can have a cheap option there. So if you go and you pay Schwarber some big money, you can put him into one of those outfield spots like Castellanos' spot, and you can pay him, you know, chump change, and you can be able to, you know, move in there and sustain this thing longer. So I don't believe it's like the window's closing on their fingers. But if you're talking about a great opportunity, this is a great opportunity because nobody in the National League save the Dodgers is as good as the Phillies, not this year. And the Phillies just got to go out and prove it over the next week. And I'm telling you, it's going to be excruciating. I told my wife tonight, I said, I'm not looking forward to this series at all. I mean, I know it's going to be great baseball, but I know I'm not going to enjoy it. It's going to be excruciating.
Edge of your seat. I need to grab another drink. I can't get up. I can't move. It's going to be one of those.
That is, I doom scroll AJ Brown's Twitter, wondering when he's going to drop something next.
Boy.
You know, I mean, it's like constant drama. They couldn't do it better on the Young and the Restless. I can tell you that.
Oh my God. They're winning all these games. Something has to be negative, right? Something.
It always does. But the thing is, it's so funny. It always gets portrayed as like, well, the fans, the city. No. This was AJ, and AJ did this to himself this week, but they just keep winning. And now Denver comes in this week, one of the best defenses in the NFL, and I'm fully convinced they'll find another way to win and get to 5-0. But it won't be pretty, and everybody will be saying, what the hell's wrong with the Eagles, and they'll just continue to win. It's the way it goes here. There's always something going on.
Yeah. Hey, story of life, right? You winning on top, and something's always going on. That's how it goes.
It's the way it works.
Hey, John, appreciate the time, man. Tell everybody where they could find, keep up, and listen to you now.
Sure, they can find 975thefanatic.com. You can download the Fanatic app. You can follow along on Twitter. That's where I'm best. My daughter says Kincaid Radio on Instagram. She says I suck on Instagram. So that's her endorsement. She says I'm terrible on Instagram.
You got to get the reels together, John. Come on.
I'm trying to. We're really good on YouTube. Our radio show is one of the most popular in the whole country of local radio shows on YouTube. So, I mean, I haven't got that going for us. But she says that I have a good team that puts that together for me. So I can't take the credit for it.
We all got good teams. Hey, John, you got
exactly.
a good one, man.
And you guys have a great team up there. I loved working with them for the 7 years I was with you guys. And I love all you guys up there in New York. I hope you're all doing well.
Hey, John, we appreciate you. We'll catch you on down the line, okay? Don't sweat
take care,
too
man.
Much.
Anytime.
Absolutely. No. A big thank you See to you. John Kincaid for joining us. 97.5, the Fanatic, a familiar voice here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.